Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing, held out a loving hand. Now I reach.
Little SRV bringing us back. The late, great Stevie Ray. And that's a cold shot, man. That's a great song. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Yeah, that's right. I got a talk show I got to do here. I'm getting caught up in the music. Having a great visit with our good friend Lois Geller. Lois is one of my favorite people in the galaxy. She's the founder and the president of Lois Geller Marketing, the author of Response, The Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing, also Customers for Keeps. So many books. I don't know. What have you written? Something under 100 books, Lois, that have sold something under a billion copies or around the world, something like that.
Yeah, something right, like yes. that.
So check that out, LoisGellerMarketing.com, right?
Right. MarketingGroup.com.
MarketingGroup.com, sorry about that. And my website is SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. We're talking about blogging or not to blog. Lois, one of the things I've been trying to encourage small business owners to do is to develop a video strategy. So if they, let's say that they have a little video strategy and they're doing, you know, like a one-minute how-to video of how to, you know, prune your roses or change your oil or whatever it is they may be doing. What would be wrong with writing a little paragraph? Hey folks, I recently did a video on how to prune your roses. Click here to watch that video and put that up on your blog. What's wrong with that?
I think that's a great idea. Everybody's watching videos. I just spoke at a conference with David Meerman Scott, and he talked about the value of the video. And when we use video, we put the video up there, and then we expand upon it in the blog.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it really, together they work great, and then the video lives by itself on YouTube, too. And
yeah,
has a life
you put
of
it up on YouTube or Vimeo. We use Vimeo heavily for our videos because you can control it a little bit more. But you got a Vimeo strategy, then you've got a blog strategy, then you could put it in your email newsletter. You could then put it up on your website. I mean, that's
and you could tweet about it and put
exactly.
it on Facebook too.
All those things,
mm-hmm.
And that's how you expand your you make your net wider and wider, and you make the spaces in the net smaller and smaller.
It's so true. It's so true. You can become, you know, when you see some of these YouTube videos going viral or, you know, it's 40 million hits, you know, it's amazing.
I'm waiting on something to go. I'm waiting on some of my stuff to go viral, aren't you? Are you, Lois, have you had one to go viral yet?
I haven't had one go viral yet, but I've just started with the videos. And I started using Google Plus Hangouts.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to post those back and forth kind
right.
of things.
We're doing that too. But, of course, I'm probably never if going viral means I've got to do something like the Harlem Shuffle or whatever. If that's what it takes, I'm probably never going to have anything go viral because I don't get. I'm going to admit I don't get the Harlem Shuffle. So, sorry about that.
Maybe just having your dog and cat do something interesting sometimes goes viral too.
Right, exactly. But basically, but speaking of viral, folks. That's not your goal as a small business owner.
Right.
Your goal is, and I've just been reminded it's called the Harlem Shake, not the Harlem Shuffle. That tells you how to touch you and I are Lois. But seriously, as a small business owner, you don't have to conquer the world. You don't have to go viral to be successful with a blog. All you got to do is catch two customers a month.
That's
with your blog work, over a period of a year, that's 24 customers. You know, that could be a 20% growth for you.
Exactly. Exactly. And all it takes is discipline. I have it on my calendar. Every Tuesday, I do a blog post.
Yeah.
Just like you would do it for a client, you know.
Right.
That's your assignment for Tuesday.
Right.
Get that blog post
mm-hmm.
out.
And you can still, even with your blog,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing wrong with having someone help you with it.
Absolutely.
Hiring a firm to help you with it, bringing in mm-hmm. an intern from the local college,
mm-hmm.
or a writer, get a writer intern and a technology intern to help you with both of those. So the writer interviews you, and writes down what you tell them about whatever it is. They write it up and make it coherent, and then your technology in turn puts it up on the blog.
Exactly.
Nothing
wrong
with
that. It has to be interesting, too. It has to be interesting.
Yeah.
You have to get a decent writer, you know, because I think it tarnishes your brand if you come across as boring or...
But you know, sometimes, Lois, the cruder in terms of the... You know, you've seen people do videos where the guy, you know, he's showing people how to crank a lawnmower after the... You know, there's no script. He's just saying, hey, folks... Turn this, turn that, push that, and crank.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's there's no script, there's no writing. It's just, you know what? It's humanity. Aren't people looking more, in terms of the digital world, aren't people looking for more humanity than they are glitz and glitter?
I believe so. Last night I saw a video that went viral where a dog pushes a cat into a bathtub. 3.5 million views.
Oh, no.
But it's just the humanness of it. We all have cats and dogs, and
if that's what, all I can say is God help us, Lois. Hey, Lois, give us the website again, please.
LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com.
Check it out. Find her blog there. You'll like it, and
thank you.
And help her go viral with one of those. Hey, Lois, thanks for being here. Good job
as
always.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
We'll see you next time, Lois Geller, ladies and gentlemen, and the great. Lois Geller. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.